Good morning, this is Brad Smith with the Oakland Church of Christ in Athens, Alabama. We want to thank you again for tuning in and listening this morning. We're going to continue our theme this week and looking at some things in the book of Jonah and mistakes specifically that Jonah made that are contained here that we can avoid repeating and learning some lessons to help us do so. We've called these mistakes fishy because of the nature of Jonah and the story of being swallowed by a fish, but fishy meaning problematic. They caused a problem for Jonah. We looked at two so far, and we're going to look at some more, Lord willing, this week. The third fishy mistake this morning that we're going to look at is that Jonah was unappreciative of God's message and its power. We've looked at the first 2 days, the fact that God had called Jonah to go and preach to Nineveh, that their wickedness had come up before him, and Jonah had chosen to disobey God and take a boat elsewhere in the opposite direction. We then looked yesterday at the fact that Jonah had displayed a false sense of security, that he had decided to run away from God, but he was comfortable enough to be sound asleep in the midst of a storm and chaos surrounding him on the ship with several other sailors. Today we're looking at the fact that the message that God had called him to go and preach to Nineveh originally, and after the fish had spit him up on the shore, God again reiterates this same call to go and preach this message. Jonah didn't appreciate it. In chapter 3 we read, "Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, the great city, the proclamation which I am going to tell you. So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh, according to the word of the Lord. Nineveh was an exceedingly great city, a 3 days' walk. Then Jonah began to walk through the city, 1 day's walk, and he cried out and said, Yet 40 days, and Nineveh will be overthrown. Then the people of Nineveh believed in God." Later on down in chapter 3, we skip 2, we see here, God saw their deeds, and that they turned from their wicked way, and God relented concerning the calamity which he had declared he would bring upon them. This is the second time the word of the Lord had come to Jonah, saying, Arise and go to Nineveh to preach this message. After Jonah preached this message, God relented on his punishment because of the people of Nineveh's repentance. What was Jonah's reaction? Chapter 4 begins, "But it greatly displeased Jonah, and he became angry." Jonah had been called by God to preach against Nineveh and their wickedness, but he had obviously had the wrong attitude about this task from the very beginning. Jonah, it seems, is more focused on the actual audience, the people of Nineveh, and who they were, rather than the message that he was being directed to preach to them. We will talk more specifically about this attitude in tomorrow's program, but today let's focus on the fact that Jonah didn't appreciate the message he was told to preach. What Jonah missed from the job given to him by God to preach this to Nineveh was that this message of saying that the wickedness had come before God and ultimately that they needed to repent was powerful enough to make these wicked people repent and powerful enough to prevent God's judgment upon them. There is a powerful and direct application that we need to draw for ourselves today. Do we understand the importance and power of God's message? If Jonah had, he would not have reacted angrily when God didn't punish Nineveh. Are you ashamed of the power of the gospel of Christ, of the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek? For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written in Romans chapter 1. In Hebrews chapter 4, the Bible also says, "For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and spirit, of joints and marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart." That powerful message is also, in 2 Timothy chapter 3, breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and training in righteousness. Let's not repeat this mistake that Jonah makes here in taking for granted the powerful and redeeming message of God. Let's understand when we need to preach this message to others and when we need to learn more from it ourselves and understand the true power lies in the one who created the message. We invite you to come worship with us anytime that you choose to do so here at Oakland. We are located at 18111 Townsend Ford Road, which is located just off of Newcutt Road. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Bible study and 10:20 for worship service. We meet again on Sunday evening at 5 p.m. and again on Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. for Bible study. If you ever are in this area at those times, we would love to have you come by and worship with us. Our goal is to simply worship God in the pattern He has laid out for us in His Word, the Bible, and to do Bible things in Bible ways. We hope you have a good rest of the day, and Lord willing, we look forward to being with you again tomorrow morning to discuss another mistake that we see in the book of Jonah that we need not repeat ourselves. God bless you.